AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine fired several American-supplied longer-range missiles into Russia today, the first time Kyiv's used such weapons since the start of the war. Charles de Ledesma has more.
Russia's defense ministry says Russia's military had shot down five of them and damaged one more, with fragments falling on the territory of an unspecified military facility. The announcement comes shortly after Washington lifted restrictions on Ukraine using U.S.-made longer-range missiles to strike Russia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's formally lowered the threshold for using nuclear weapons. The new doctrine allows for a potential nuclear response, even to a conventional attack on Russia, by any nation supported by a nuclear power. Patricia Lewis at Chatham House.
That is a worry for NATO countries, a worry for Ukraine. But I have to say that NATO countries and Ukraine have been concerned about this for a long time, unsure of where President Putin might go with the use of nuclear weapons.
The Pentagon says it will send Ukraine at least $275 million in new weapons. In the Middle East, U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein says an agreement to end the Israel-Hezbollah war is within our grasp after a meeting with officials in Lebanon. No such optimism in the Gaza Strip. President-elect Trump's making more picks. He's nominating Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He's also chosen Howard Lutnick as his nominee for Commerce Secretary. Lutnick heads the brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald and is a cryptocurrency enthusiast. New York prosecutors are opposing any effort to dismiss Trump's hush money conviction, but say they're open to delaying sentencing until after his second term. And SpaceX has launched another Starship rocket, but it passed up trying to catch the booster like it did last month. That was called off just 4 minutes into the test flight from Texas for unspecified reasons. The booster instead splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico. This is AP News. An update for stocks, Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after shaking off an early stumble. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The Nasdaq Composite also erased an early loss and turned 1% higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 120 points. It's about 0.3%. NVIDIA rallied 4.9% ahead of its latest earnings report coming up on Wednesday. Market watchers say NVIDIA's quarterly profit report is one of the most anticipated events for investors for the remainder of the year. Walmart rose 3% after beating analysts' profit forecasts. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Biden's $100 billion disaster aid request includes money to rebuild Baltimore's Key Bridge, which collapsed when it was hit by a massive container ship in March. In the sandwich chain, Jersey Mike's is being acquired by the private equity firm Blackstone, the deal valued at $8 billion. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.